Freestyle Friday.
Like what?
Like the three of us, yeah. It couldn't have been our kids because we'd have gave them whole different type of advice. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nigga, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
No, the cop literally told you, shut up. Shut up and get a lawyer. That's the cop's first piece of advice. Shut up and get a lawyer.
That's what he said the first time. And then the dude that suffered the most was the dude that was like, I'm just going to go support you while you getting screamed at. That was crazy.
Yeah.
That's why I tell everybody, if I go to jail, that's because I was brought to jail.
Yeah.
It's because you was what?
I'm not voluntarily going to a jailhouse.
I feel you. Yeah, for real. Hey, nigga, do your job, nigga. Like, lock me up. The fuck wrong with you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going. Oh, you're not on the list. You don't need to be there. Okay, I'm not going.
You the police. Catch me, nigga.
I'm going to go tell your mom. I'm going to let them know you up there.
Yeah, I'm going to get some people to come help you because I ain't going over there.
Oh, Dave Chappelle said it in Half Beat. Like, wait a minute. You're the detective, right? Detective.
Yeah. That was another rule I grew up by. Like, if I'm doing wrong, yeah, and they catch me, they did their job.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I'm not doing wrong and they try to get me, my job is to get home safe.
Yeah.
But if I'm doing wrong, they catch me and they did their job. Respect that. And
yeah, like
Juvenile said, take them five. Take them five.
Hey, man, that was a good job, man. I didn't think a nigga be in the bushes like that. Y'all got me with that one.
NBA Finals. It's over.
If that shit over.
I guess I should say it like this. Good morning. Evening or afternoon. You're listening to Discussions on the Distraction Network. I'm your host, Holiday. I'm here as always. Even though it's been a long time since y'all heard me because I was doing finals and I was like, you know what? I love this podcast. Can't do this podcast. Anyway, my regular co-host decided they couldn't do this podcast right now either. So guess what? Fuck y'all. D, Dre, suck a dick. Wow.
I think this nigga's just dragging me in the beef.
So
yeah, we replaced.
I got some better co-hosts up in here today. Yeah, for today. Introduce yourselves. Y'all been here before.
This is a man called Tez.
Yo, what's that up? Crazy this Omar.
Name. Yeah, Omar's here. Little Barry Omar White. He's here today. And then the guy that calls himself a man
called Tez.
Called Tez. He here.
That's right.
All right, guys. So, NBA Finals is over. And hold on for 1 minute. We back. So, this is what goes on, man. I have a home recording studio. And if you ain't hearing the background, as soon as we said, hey, we live.
The lady in the basement started screaming.
Yeah, we heard the ladies in the basement screaming. The TV in the front room got louder for some reason. My son's upstairs screaming out his ass, and he's supposed to be sleeping in the crib and shit like that. So and we I had was to stop for a second.
I was confused because there was a lady in the basement and I had to remind him that we black.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do shit like that.
So that's what's going on. And this is the reason why I need the studio outside of my home. That's why we're making this move.
Please get the lady out your basement.
And, yeah, I will. We in Charleston, so ain't no basements down here for anybody want to call 911.
That's what he wants you to think.
Offering your, what, 999?
Don't believe
anyway,
him.
Let's get back to subject, though. NBA Finals is over. And my homie, I say homie just because I found out about him like 2 months ago, like last year. I ain't know anything about Kawhi Leonard before. Even though he beat the snap out of my own favorite player in the NBA. I ain't know nothing about Kawhi Leonard until last year.
I guarantee wherever he is right now, he's not smiling.
He's probably smiling.
Who's his favorite player?
Who's his favorite player?
Your favorite player.
Who's the king?
It's about right now or ever.
Right now is the king. Ever is Dennis Rodman.
First of all, I know no king except the king in the north whose name is Stark.
You know you're the first person that I ever heard say Dennis Rodman besides myself.
Oh, wow.
Wait, tell me, oh, he said Dennis Rodman?
What? Yeah. Dennis Rodman is my favorite player.
Absolutely.
Ever.
It's not that he a great scorer or anything else. It's just that when he played the game, he was like, Shaq, I don't care that you 10 foot tall.
Yeah.
Do something.
I'm trying to digest it, though.
Yeah.
Rebounding champion. Yeah. What is he, 6'7"? Rebounding champion.
6'7", rebounding champion. Defense player of the year.
Got the same amount of rings.
Was begged to be on the team, even though he beat up Scottie Pippen. Michael Jordan begged for him to be on that team because that's what he needed, someone that would play all the defense and not want to score.
You know what? I can take that. He was the man.
It's just his work ethic. Like,
and in one series, he outscored Michael Jordan.
You know what? Hold that thought, too, because I think what you said just now about how Dennis Rodman's character is, I think that's the strongest argument for Michael Jordan being better than LeBron James.
We ain't even talking about that.
Mm-mm. But hold that thought. That's what I said, hold that thought.
Yeah, we're going to hold that thought and kick it out the window, drown that motherfucker, throw it to an alligator,
that thought
and then watch the alligator shit it out.
That thought is immortal. You can't beat it.
Anyway, so, finals over, Kawhi Leonard got his look. What they call that thing? That's not Larry O'Brien, is it?
I think it is.
Is Larry O'Brien?
It sounds right.
What, the MVP?
I don't want to say. Like, I don't
MVP
feel
MVP is the Bill Russell Award.
Don't make me lie either.
I didn't even know that until last night.
They give it out every year.
I don't. Whenever LeBron used to win the championships, I used to turn the TV off because I was excited. I ain't hear nothing. And then when he loses, I get depressed for like 8 minutes. I don't hear nothing because I turn the TV off. So I didn't know it was the Bill Russell Award. I think the other one was Larry O'Brien. I only saw like the last quarter last night.
I think Larry O'Brien is right because I don't feel the need to argue with that.
Like, so with that going on, Kawhi Leonard just won his second MVP, second championship, and now we have offseason started. AD going somewhere, possibly. It's highly likely AD's going somewhere. You have KD with no Achilles. You have Klay Thompson, free agent, supposed to come back to the Warriors, but what's that thing called in your knee?
ACL.
Yeah, ACL gone. So, we got a lot going on. And I think those three things itself is going to totally fuck up the all season to a lot of things about to happen that's not expected. What about y'all? Hold on for 1 second. I have one other thing to say. So, what I was about to say is Dennis Rodman's not going to be in free agency this year. So that's going to mess that up as well.
Technically speaking, he is a free agent right now.
Did you just say Dennis Rodman?
Is not going to be a free agent this year.
I mean, is he on the team currently?
No. He's
Then he's a free agent.
He is working with Korea right now to bring another set of basketball players over.
So if he's not on the team, technically speaking, he's a free agent.
I think he retired.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to come out of retirement for this year, but no. So anyway... So with all of those things going on for this year, we kind of figured that KD was going to go to New York. Kyrie was probably going to go to New York with him. And we was going to have that team in New York. Kawhi Leonard was going to possibly go to L.A., the Clippers, though. And then Klay Thompson was going to stay where he's at. Everybody else is going to filter out in between. So we have the KD situation, the Klay Thompson situation, the AD situation, and then what's that dude in North Carolina name?
Kemba Walker.
Zion. Kemba Walker saying he wants to stay in North Carolina, which is the dumbest shit ever. Where's Kemba Walker from?
I can't call it, actually.
That sounds like some Carolina shit. That sounds like he was born and raised in Carolina. Not saying Carolina motherfuckers are stupid as fuck. They just loyal to a fault.
Yeah.
Carolina people are loyal to a fault, and that sounds like a loyal to the fault thing.
And you know, and like I said earlier, I'm a big MJ fan, but I mean,
and who the fuck coming to Carolina with him? Oh, I'm gonna take a pay cut if we can get somebody to play around me. Who's coming?
I don't get that shit. Listen, bro, I got X amount of time to make as much money as I can. Nigga, you can't feed the baby a ring.
We had one good team, and that was before we became the Bobcats for a while.
Yeah, and you think about it, that's when Charlotte had everybody.
Had Glenn Rice.
Grandma
LJ.
Yeah.
Had the little short dude Muggsy.
The best Monstar.
He was the best Monstar, though.
But see, you know what though, what y'all saying, all I hear is the business of basketball.
Yeah.
I don't hear the players are independent of it.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people in free agency, you go out there. So we talk about KD. Why did you have a need to play? Because you got your money.
And KD wants to silence people. I don't even know how to explain this, but KD is kind of like that guy that is very good at something, but depressed about what he do.
He's Pippin.
Never is going to be the best in his head.
This is why I say he Pippin.
He needs that recognition.
You had yourself, old boy in Houston, and that's still in Oklahoma City. Three all-stars, and you couldn't win.
Right.
By yourself. You had to go to somebody else's team to win your championships.
Yeah.
Now everybody hurt, and you're like, ooh, let me prove to you that I can be the man, and you blow your Achilles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think every great person at anything, in this particular case, basketball, has something that drives them to be great. Like, you got Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan had that rage in him, which probably came from the fact that his big brother kicked his ass up and down the court in the backyard.
Facts.
Right, probably.
KD's seems to be self-consciousness. Like, think about it. What kind of man who does what he does? This man, fame and fortune, right?
Right.
And he responds to everybody on social media.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And like, no, you can call me anything but a child of God.
You, your mama, and your cousin, too.
Yeah.
He's responding.
Yeah. I'm like, and I'm not saying he ain't good. I ain't saying he a great basketball player. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
Arguably the best in the league right now.
He got to prove something to everybody that says something.
And the odd thing about it is that, and this is the reason why I don't think people understand why black people like sports. Sports is the only true meritocracy in America. Like, the proof is in the pudding. KD's like, the only argument for better than you is the guy that's arguably the best ever. Think about that. Right. Like, LeBron has to be almost the greatest player of all time to be better than KD. Like, what are you worrying about what Joe Blow's talking about?
Right. But he does, which is weird.
But again, I think it's the thing that makes him great, though.
Yeah, it might be, which is weird.
Now, having said that, there was no way, if I really knew that was an Achilles rupture, a tear, like a whatever he had in his Achilles, there's no way I would get back on that damn court.
So from the way I understand it, it was originally a calf injury.
That's what he said.
Bless you.
But Shannon Sharp, not to give shout out to another show, but Shannon Sharp said something that was pretty, like, spot on. If it was a calf injury, why is the ice pack so low?
So, the way it was explained to me, I don't know this for sure because I never had these injuries, even though I was an awesome high school basketball player that played rec league.
I was the world's greatest high school football player.
I was the world's greatest rec league basketball player in my town that was on the court at the same time I was on the court with the number that I was wearing.
What number did you wear?
So, I wore 43.
That's a weird
10. I always wore 10 in basketball.
43 is a weird basketball number.
I know. I was weird.
Nothing's changed.
I'll tell you more about my weirdness one day.
it's still a weird football number too.
So,
despite Paul and Marlon.
Let's go back to this. Calf injury. If you have a calf injury and you're basically favoring that calf,
you're
putting a lot of pressure on your Achilles. So when people have calf injuries, from what I understand, when people have calf injuries, they also start having other issues like with their Achilles. Like when I had my motorcycle accident, and they put the little pelvic band on me and stuff like that. So I was having issues with my inner thighs, even though the surgery was up higher.
Right.
And then I started having feet stuff because I was favoring and trying to make my hips and everything move right.
Yeah.
Put a lot of pressure on my legs.
Kinda so like I was having your
issues everywhere else.
Like whenever my right knee from my old sports injuries acts up.
He ain't play no sports, y'all.
I played football very well, thank you.
He played football on Madden.
That was kind of funny.
On Nintendo 64.
I'll give him that one. That was funny. But like if my knee starts acting up, kind of like how my left knee gets sore because I'm putting all that weight on it, right?
Right.
Like okay, I might buy that. But either way, I'm not getting back on that fucking court. I already got two rings. I got an ass of money.
Yeah.
All right. I got so much money that my kids have to try to go broke.
So.
And what?
But
what,
you got to understand that the way that he is, though.
Yeah.
My question is, what did he gain?
Nothing. He wouldn't have gained nothing.
He wouldn't have gained anything, but that doesn't matter to him.
And defeat and in re-injuring yourself or injuring yourself worse,
you didn't gain nothing. Let me rephrase that.
You didn't gain more fans.
Nope. Take this the other way. They were down 3-1. You already see with him on the court for what? He played 11 minutes?
Yeah.
With him on the court for 11 minutes, how much room that gave everybody else for the rest of that game to do what they do. So him showing up for that one game, him showing up for the next game, and the next game, and then game 7, they could have went from 3-1 and won the championship.
Yeah, I get to
and
that.
And what story is that?
I'll give you that because
that's what he could have gained.
I'll give you that because even with those 11 points he did give them and that spiritual boost, they only still won by one. So, yeah, he was needed. That's fine. I get that. I'm saying put me in KD's shoes. Fuck that. I'm not getting on that court.
I'm not fucking
playing. I don't think I could fit in his shoes. I wear 10 and a half.
That nigga's shoes is longer than my forearm.
I'm not. I mean, I'm a professional. Like you said earlier about sports is the only meritocracy. Right. I'm only as good. I'm only as valuable as my body allows me to be.
Right.
So now next year, if I was thinking about getting the max out of New York, like, bro, you kind of
you're done.
No one's ever came back from Achilles and been the same as good.
New York got to do it. With your money,
right?
New York is the one team that has to sign this dude to a max deal, because even if you get 85% KD for the rest of his career, that is still way better than what you had in the last 10 years.
I mean, it's still better, but who they going to put around him?
But who's now KD got to take the max deal because he can't go nowhere else.
Well, Kyrie going to take that L for a year then.
KD is done.
If I'm Kyrie.
KD is done for a year and a half. It takes.
I think they said 9 months. So he may be back for the second half of the season.
9 months before they could start working it in.
The word I'm getting on TV, at least, is that he could be back by a little bit after this All-Star break.
He'll come back at 50%.
So we,
but 50% still of KD is still better than a lot of goddamn people.
Yeah, so did he learn? Did he learn not to come back sooner than he needs to?
I don't think he did. He's not that type. He's not a Kawhi Leonard.
Don't come back before you're ready.
He's not Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi called a spade a spade. Like, yeah. Like, y'all niggas don't care about me. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
You know you can get out of small forward. Yeah. Like, what am I doing with my knee, man?
what I heard this year, Kyrie was like, "Damn, I should have just stayed in Cleveland."
Yeah,
I didn't know what the leadership role really meant.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, LeBron, I apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. Yeah.
That goes back to my argument that he don't want to have, but okay.
I could argue with you all day about this stuff, but I could tell you that I think that LeBron is the better player.
Kyrie, though, I mean,
and let me say it like this. I think LeBron is the better basketball player. I think Jordan is the better scorer.
You know what, Kyrie, though? Because that's about to be a way, way longer argument. This show about to be like 5 hours.
I got one.
I was done with that argument.
Take your top five. Take your top five. We line them up at the basketball court, right? The argument should be who get picked last.
Who's going to get picked last out of the top five?
Because we picking 5-on-5, yeah. Right?
Okay, now, question. Is this five players or, the best at each position?
No,
each position.
Your favorite five, and we're gonna say, hey, if my favorite five and your favorite five showed up at the blacktop, and they said, hey, we're shooting for teams, right? Who can pick last?
Dennis Rodman, because Dennis Rodman gonna miss all his shots.
Yeah. Did you pass that ball to Dennis?
But it goes to the intangibles. You say Dennis Rodman, right?
Right.
But you say, well, damn, he get all the rebounds. So even if we miss. We ain't got to worry about him shooting.
Are you talking about the first two shoot and then they pick the rest?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Cause that's how you gonna get to. Are you gonna? Cause you got Jordan, you got LeBron, you got Kobe, you got
Magic.
You got all these guys. Then you say, well, who you gonna pick first, second, third, fourth, and fifth?
Mm.
Not who the best. Not who your favorite player. Not who the best. Who you gonna pick last? Who getting picked last?
You're right. Robin probably getting picked last because everybody's like the mindset is go for scoring.
So anytime I pick my teams, I'm gonna pick two or three defensive players because you only need about 2-3 scores.
Everybody can have the ball.
Everybody can have the ball. You need someone that's gonna get dirty.
I would think about the offense that I would if I was the head coach.
Dellavedova. You need a Dellavedova.
Yeah. And you know what? And this is something that someone should take, that the rest of the team should actually take to heart. That game, that's this series. Think about the last time that the Warriors lost is because the Cavs didn't try to out-Warriors the Warriors. The Cavs just said, fuck it, we're going to play defense.
Yeah. We go play defense, and on offense, we go pick on Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And Toronto make him lose his legs.
Toronto said, fuck it. We're going to defend these dudes because no one else even tries to defend them.
I'm going
to
say something that no one's going to like unless you a LeBron hater. I think LeBron, after game one last year, he's like, man, fuck that.
Yeah, that was clear. When he had that episode on the bench, I was like, yeah, nigga out.
He's like, he was done. He's like, I already told LA I was coming 2 years ago.
That's something, and you know, that's something he hasn't learned to actually not do. Because the last time he left Cleveland, you could kind of see it on his face when he was about, it was a year before, too, he left. He's like, yeah, this nigga out.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I think LeBron is tired. And now when I say tired, it's like, I done showed y'all I'm going to do what I need to do. But y'all keep coming in here half-assedly and looking at me like, why you ain't making the shot?
Yeah, why you ain't doing it?
Why you ain't doing it?
It goes back to what I'm... Never mind.
Nah, say it.
It's... All right. LeBron likes to be in control. That's his leadership style. The drawback of that is he gets guys that won't just go for theirs when it's time to go for theirs. So you got somebody like J.R. Smith who's easily controllable, especially by a strong personality that... A strong personality like LeBron, but he's also a bonehead, though.
All right, now close your eyes and think about Kobe in that same statement.
Kobe didn't always operate like that.
No, you say Kobe didn't always operate like that. Really take the word "didn't" out of that sentence. Take the word "didn't" out of that sentence.
No, I'm saying okay.
Kobe always no. Don't when even the team, do okay, that when, to when yourself. When the team was bad. You going to hell.
When the team was bad.
You lying motherfucker.
When the team was bad after Shaq left.
Why did Shaq leave?
What I'm saying, like, Kobe's a controller, right? But that time when Phil came back and they started winning again, he stopped acting like that. When Phil left, he started acting like that again, and he starts getting those weaker guys.
I don't see him not acting.
I just don't want it to be like this is a bad trait. It's like
I'm not saying it's a bad trait. I'm saying it's there's good and bad in it, and the good and bad is always going to manifest.
Jordan
itself.
Had it too.
But again, and maybe Phil Jackson is the key here. But Jordan, when he became dominant, he let that go, and no. he let more ferocious guys come through.
You want to know what he let go?
What
he looked at, and this is a true story from back then. He looked at Dennis Rodman was coming as a free agent.
Yeah.
And he looked at Dennis Rodman not wanting to score. He always wanted to play defense and do the other stuff. Once he got Dennis Rodman on that team and he knew somebody was going to take over defense and he could put the rest of people around him to make him greater, that was good. He didn't really have to argue about nothing.
Right, but what I'm saying is, okay.
That's the only difference. Now, if LeBron could find him with Dennis Rodman, then we good.
Because Steve Kerr had one job. Let's be very clear.
That's
one
get job. Punched in the face that's by Michael
perfect.
Jordan.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Because that's my point. That's my exact point. Everyone talks about – everyone uses that as a point to saying Michael Jordan is not that good of a leader or as good of a leader as everyone thinks he is. People talk about, oh, he punched Steve Kerr in the face. No one talks about the fact that this man had to punch Steve Kerr in the face.
Why did he have to punch?
Because Steve Kerr ain't playing no games.
But LeBron did that. Well, he didn't punch him, but he wanted to punch JR for the same thing. He's like,
because think about it. They had a practice fight. Steve Kerr, mild man. We all think mild mannered guy. Steve Kerr was not giving Jordan an inch. Jordan had to punch this dude in his face to get him to cool out. But conversely, right, that shows the strength of character that he had in that game, that finals game, when Jordan said, "If this guy comes off of me, I'm going to kick the ball back out to you." Steve Kerr didn't blink. Steve Kerr said, if he comes off of you, I'm going to be ready. And that's all he said. And that's my point. When you get guys who maybe, okay, they're all getting paid millions of dollars, so they're all good, right? But you don't have guys with that mindset that when it's the moment of truth, they're going to go for it. You get guys like J.R. Smith, who when the moment of truth happens, he forgets the situation of the entire fucking game.
But LeBron don't put his people around him. It's all about management. And with that, we're going to go to a break.
Are you in the know? Do you want to know the latest happenings? Where to go? In today's world, it's all about encounters. Learning, growing, living. It's time to do more than just exist. It's time to have an encounter. Life-changing, mind-blowing, impactful, beneficial encounters. And it's all right here at your fingertips. Encounter the magazine. Have you had an encounter today? www.encounterthemagazine.com, www.facebook.com/encounterme2. encounterme2@gmail.com. That's encounterme2@gmail.com. Encounter the magazine.
And we are back. We are trying to get to 2020 predictions on this NBA stuff, but we keep going sidetracked, though.
You know, niggas out with basketball.
That is discussions for you. Sometimes discussions will get sidetracked. So,
okay. So, 2020 predictions. What you said? You said KD being hurt.
I just think that right now things are going to be. So, going into the offseason, we thought Kyrie's going to one place. KD's going to another place. Kemba Walker's probably going to be out there doing some things. AD is going probably to Boston. He wants to go to LA, blah, blah, blah. But with those injuries that just happened in these finals, I don't think it's going to be the same. Plus, you have two less superstars out there. So now the value of Anthony Davis, of Kyrie Irving, they go up.
Don't forget about Zion, too.
And Zion's coming to the Pelicans, so.
For my money.
Oh, they might trade that dude. Oh, nah.
For my money.
That's stupid, though.
For my money, I think KD. If KD spoke, because KD made an all-NBA team, right? I mean, he's KD. Y'all know who he is,
right? Yeah, absolutely.
You know who he is, right?
Absolutely.
You know who he is, right?
Klein Devin, right?
I think smart money would have been to at least take a Supermax for this 1 year and just stay with.
He's going to be gone for a year.
Yes, but he can still sign that Supermax, though, with Golden State and rehab, play that 1 year, get his body right with the rest of the season, possibly the playoffs, and then go into the next season. Yeah, you probably got to take a little bit of an L because I doubt you're going to get a Supermax deal. But then move on at that point.
So with KD, you're predicting he'll stay with Golden State?
There's no point in leaving.
You think so?
Yes, I could see Golden State saying, hey.
Especially since they fucked up on this.
Right.
By letting them on that court to begin with.
You know what? I honestly think that Kevin Durant begged to go back on that court.
Sometimes you got to look.
I could believe that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to say, no, nigga.
They can't say nigga. I don't think none of them could say nigga.
What's that? The Clippers owner found out about that, right? Right.
Yeah. Hire me for one night. This to come over there and say,
and just walk up to him and say,
nah, nigga.
And yeah. Walk back.
Bro, think about it. What, 20 grand for that one night?
Yeah.
Your whole job would be to say,
nah, nigga.
I think he's going to stay too. But
I know Clay's
the only thing I think is going well for him is it's hard to rehab that Achilles,
yeah.
But he is so small and thin that I think it could actually work for him.
Yeah, somebody said it. Like his body. He's in better shape than DeMarcus Cousins
he's
was.
Not, I don't think he's in better. Yeah. A lot of people in better. I'm almost in better shape than DeMarcus Cousins.
Yes, nigga.
But but he doesn't have weight like on Kevin it, Durant. Yeah. He's like 210, right?
Kevin Durant
he's
light is
for his height,
he's like
yeah.
7 foot 210
for his frame. Most people with his frame are lanky and awkward.
Yeah,
and he's like got athleticism with that frame. Right. So.
Yeah. Like he's gangly.
Yeah.
So he can. I don't think he is so big that it will be a problem for him to come back in 9 months. I think that
like it's not like
Greg I even Golden. Would say that by the playoffs next year he'll be in full swing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he'll be ready early enough that signing him would be worth it.
But signing him, would they pay the what you call it?
The max.
Not the max, but Super the penalties. Max. The penalties.
The luxury tax.
Would they pay the luxury tax to keep good players on that team?
I don't know about KD. Okay, in that regard, I don't know about KD. I know Klay's coming back because of something like how 50 Cent says.
How long it take for ACL to heal?
ACL is a quick one.
Yeah, they're quicker
ACL
nowadays.
ACL is months. Okay.
This was
two,
like 15, 20 years ago. That'd probably be like the whole year, especially in football. Because I think football, you use the ACL more than you do in basketball, right?
Yeah, the thing with mm-hmm. the ACL is it's less about the ACL. It's about how you feel about
the ACL
playing with your ACL being repaired. It's the,
okay.
the mindset of it.
But there's something that 50 Cent once said, and the reason why I think
go
even
go,
at, even if they're,
it's your birthday, that's what
even if they were both 100% in this scenario, I think Klay comes back is more likely to come back than KD because KD ain't from the neighborhood, like 50 Cent would say.
And Klay don't cost me what KD costs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, KD, I mean.
I think Klay's there because he's part of that brotherhood.
Yeah. If KD leaves, it's going to be like, it'd be like a business transaction. Hey, man, it was nice working with you. You know, we got these two rings. We could have got this third. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
I think that shit family now, so. I don't think.
If Klay leaves, niggas will cry in that locker room.
But probably. you know how some players can fit in anywhere, and like a Clay, although I think he's a great player, yeah. I don't think he fits everywhere. Like yeah. he's not a need everywhere.
Right.
You know what
it's,
I mean?
Draymond Green a free agent this year?
Next year.
Next year? Okay.
But that's because Clay doesn't need the ball to operate. Clay's like Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller could go to any team because he doesn't really need the ball.
Right.
Like Michael Jordan or even LeBron couldn't go to any anywhere because they both need the ball at some point at least. Right. Like they both had their moments when they would like they'll defer a little bit to get everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to be at their peak usage, they need to have the ball in their hands.
Okay. Where do you think Kawhi's going?
I think he's going to the Clippers. I don't think LeBron.
LA is his home, so LA is his home.
I don't think LeBron can get a superstar that isn't already his friend. For what I said, because what I said earlier.
I'm gonna tell you something. Where do you think Kawhi's going?
I think Kawhi has an incentive to stay in Toronto.
Because he gets a supermatch.
I think, and just watched him over the years, he ain't gonna talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I think Kawhi is miscalculating himself. Because I know I get what he's trying to do. He's trying to get to a bigger market because he wants to be more marketable. But I don't think Kawhi realizes that he needs to consider the situation that he himself may just not be that marketable of a person. Like, this guy never seems to smile. He never seems to really be happy about anything.
So first of all, I think it depends on who's their GM next year.
The Clippers or Toronto?
If the what's the name of they do now?
The Raptors, bro. I can't remember
juries,
his name. Yeah, like a Mortal Kombat name.
Yeah. Man. So if he goes to the Wizards like they want him to, then it's gonna be a problem, and Kawhi might leave.
I don't know why he would though.
But I think if he do leave, I think he'll go to the Lakers.
Because
I think the Lakers will pull off this AD trade.
Yeah.
But the money's still gonna be there for them to sign.
Kemba, I didn't look at Kemba before they get Kawhi.
I said that before Kemba, but I think the room is open for Kawhi now.
And no, because think about it. You basically have
again,
three.
Again, I'm asking, what's his incentive to leave Toronto?
He has no financial.
He doesn't have the incentive to leave Toronto, but I know he likes to win. And I know that if.
Oh, think about
the
it.
The Missouri guy, yeah. The GM, if he leaves and goes to Washington for all that stuff that they're offering him. Then Kawhi's probably not going to stay.
But does he leave if Kawhi stays, though? Is this like a chicken or the egg thing?
Nah. They're offering him basically team stock and a big paycheck.
I would fucking leave.
GM gone.
Fuck Toronto, bro.
I'm gone.
Part ownership? Yeah, I'm gone.
I'm gone. I got to go.
Can I say it again? Fuck Toronto, bro.
You say you're going to give me ownership to $1 billion? I'm gone.
What's my job in the NBA team? Nah, nigga. Yeah. If he says I'm going to sign back to Toronto, I'm walking. Nah, nigga.
Yeah.
It's the offer you. That GM offer is an offer you can't refuse. You right. get yeah. stock.
So with that being said, that's why I think he will leave. And everybody says he's going to LA. People think he's going to the Clippers. He is a Clipper type dude. But I think from watching him, he's more of a. I don't want to be the front man, even though I'm the best. And I think that LeBron, if he steps back and says, and basically puts him on the pedestal, but takes all the FaceTime.
So, wait, tell me. So, does AD play 4 or 5?
AD plays, he can play 4 or 5.
Like, that may work.
He could play a 3.
That may work.
But
I think
a big ass 3.
That may work, but I think Kimba going makes more sense than Kawhi going.
You said AD? Yeah, I think Kemba makes more sense, but I think Kemba wants to stay.
Because think about it. I
originally said Kemba is the one that needs to go to LA.
Because think about it. You have 3 scorers, 1 in the backcourt, 1 forward, and 1 center. Again, all 3 scorers.
Nobody want to be the center, though.
AD does.
Yeah. See, AD has that personality. I don't know if he and LeBron are friends, actual friends. I know they're like, there's business connections because he's with LeBron's agency.
No, they friends.
All right, so, okay, but then that goes to my point.
That move that happened last year,
yeah.
That would not have happened like that if they weren't friends.
Wasn't he on the TV show with them?
The barbershop thing?
Yeah.
When the hell does that come on?
Man. It's on HBO, Showtime.
Because it never seems to be coming on.
It's Fridays, but it's only seen like 2 episodes.
And it never seems to be on.
It's like a premium ever. Channel, right?
Yeah.
Oh, guess what? I mean, this happened by mistake. But we have HBO now. My wife got HBO. And guess what? I'm starting tomorrow. Now that I don't have school.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. I'm going to start over on the first episode of Game of Thrones. I'm starting at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Word of advice? That first season is very slow. You got to power through that.
So I've seen all of Game of Thrones itself. So I stopped watching Game of Thrones with when the little girl learned the face trick stuff.
Yeah.
And whenever they kicked her out of that, I think that was the last episode I saw.
Okay, so you already, okay.
Never watched a single episode.
I'm starting over from the beginning.
I was once like you until my homeboy bullied me into watching Game of Thrones.
It's more because that dragon lady, she walked naked and I saw her nakedness and I was like, ooh, that's nice. And then I must watch it again. I'm joking, people listening.
So the game of basketball is who going where?
Yeah, who's going where? So I still think Kawhi's going. Well, I'm sorry.
Kawhi's going to LA.
I think he's the Clippers. Since he wants. So what if it's this though? What if it's I want to pretend like I want to stay. I know it's not going to happen that he's going to be able to bring someone here to fit me. So if that doesn't happen, I'm going to go. I know it's not going to happen, but I don't want to look bad when I leave. Maybe that's what's going on.
Here's my question. With the situation with AD, right? Everyone says that, oh, Danny Ainge is going to pull this off. Like, at this point, I don't know why anyone trades with that guy because he seems to win every trade he has. He does. What is it that what would the Celtics be able to give the Pelicans that the Lakers can't?
They can't. So, and the only thing that's fucking up this trade is Kyle Kuzma. Because both people want Kyle Kuzma.
Talk about the Lakers and the Pelicans?
Lakers and the Pelicans, they both want Kyle Kuzma.
Listen, okay, if AD is what everybody says he is, because at this point, everyone acts like this dude has 12 rings and he's been an all-star 27 times. But if AD is what you think he is and LeBron wants him, man, Kuzma got to go.
I would kick Kuzma out too, and I would take that fourth round pick and something else. Exactly. And go ahead and get Kemba.
There's really, you think about it, the only thing that was fucking the Lakers up was Luke Walton. They just didn't have the coach that Boston had.
And the LeBron injury because they was like fourth in the
West. It was fourth anyway, yeah, so these young cats can play.
That's a good statement you just made there. Yeah. LeBron's injury. Yeah, LeBron could have played. Yeah. But was smart enough of a businessman to be like, nah, I'm good.
You know what happened? He ran into me.
I think so, too. I think he was like...
LeBron ran into me. LeBron said, Batez, man, I think I'm going to come back and play. And I said, nah, nigga.
Nah, nigga. But that's the thing that I'm making with KD is like, yo, sometimes you got to be smart enough to be like,
yeah,
I'm going to chill.
Because all LeBron do was like spring his... left testicle or something, like, right?
It was something
weird. But he understand his worth.
Like when it flopped down, it didn't flop down on the leg like it was supposed to. And he was like, oh, that hurts. And that was it. He was like, I'm done for a month and a half.
Hey, good job ignoring that shit too, bro. Because we was both trying to ignore that shit.
all day.
I think LeBron actually knew that he's starting to get those old player injuries. Shit that he wouldn't have gotten 10 years ago.
I don't...
Like LeBron started, I think he realized that I may have to change some of the shit I do up a little bit.
And I got rings already.
And money.
So this is off track just a little bit. I think all of this, the Lakers, the fake, I don't think it was a real injury with LeBron. And I also think that it was something going on deeper between LeBron and Magic. That Magic quit. I think it was something between them that they quit too, because I don't think it was in the forefront of things. I think whatever Magic said happened really happened, but I think it was also something going on with LeBron because Magic just quit like that.
Without, I mean, because the word for both of them is that they didn't talk to each other about it.
Well, when right. I saw Magic on something, and he was saying that when he took the job, they understood that he wasn't going to be there 24/7.
And the crazy thing is when he was on that podium for his word, he said, even though I got these other jobs, I'm going to be here 24/7, getting it right.
and LeBron, like we know, LeBron liked to be running things or at least talking to the people that make shit happen.
Right.
And I can't, you never hear from me to talk to you to tell you what was happening.
Right.
Yeah.
I think shit went down between them too.
I think that it's a situation where LeBron may not have talked. We've spoken about this, me, you, Holiday. I don't think LeBron spoke to everyone he should have before he signed over there.
He's a player too.
Yeah.
He don't have to. That's Magic's job.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, okay, but
think here's about a good argument. Who's better? Magic in his prime or LeBron in his prime? That's the argument I always want to make.
Okay, I'm going to start with this. Magic has always had somebody there with him.
Not when Kareem left. He was still winning with Kareem.
No, I mean, when he came in, he had
Kareem. Then he also had Worthy in him, too.
And I'm not saying he's worse. I'm just saying he came in with great ballers.
This is
great
why
ballers.
This
LeBron
came
LeBron
in with
play
LeBron.
Should
I... What you say? No, Just let it go. I heard it. That's all you need to know. I heard it and it was fucked up. Just know that it was fucked up.
I'm happy with that answer.
Just know that it was fucked up. That should stop me in my tracks. That should stop my whole train of thought.
Y'all forget though. Everybody be forgetting about that.
But to a real answer. Man. For America, that's hard to gauge because the argument, like Pat's argument, shout out to Pat. Pat's argument shout for out. Why Magic is better than Michael was that Magic could play all five positions. But I was like, you can't really say that because Magic grew the way he grew, Michael grew the way he grew. So it's not Michael's fault that he didn't grow to be 6'9".
It's not Michael's fault, but Michael couldn't play all five positions
because he's not 6'9". Like. Okay, all right. All time NFL. Let's take it to another sport. NFL all time greatest defender, Ray Lewis or Deion Sanders?
Deion Sanders.
Absolutely.
Because Deion Sanders not letting the other person get the ball if it's in the air.
That might be bad. But my point is this: Deion, had you said Ray Lewis, or either way, who would have an easier time playing the other person's position, Deion or Ray Lewis?
I think the better one would have been Lawrence Taylor or Deion Sanders.
But still, the second question remains, who would have an easier time playing the other's position, Deion or Lawrence Taylor?
Lawrence Taylor would have an easier time playing Deion Sanders' position. Because Deion Sanders would not be in that middle linebacker position trying to hit him.
Lawrence wasn't a middle linebacker. Lawrence
but Lawrence Taylor can't go out there and run with them receivers either.
Yeah. So, again, you can't really take body type into consideration when
but
saying
you can say
ever.
This: who's the better player, Deion Sanders or Lawrence Taylor?
Okay, who applied their abilities better is the better question. Now that's an even question: Deion versus Lawrence Taylor. I think they're the greatest in their respective positions. But going back to basketball, yeah, Magic was 6'9". He could play all five positions, but if you put him at the five, how good was he really?
Well, basketball is a little different because once you hit a certain height, once you hit 6'5", 6'6", we expect you to be able to do
everything.
Damn near everything.
Right. Okay, but would you expect a 6'6 guy like Michael Jordan to get in the hole and bang with like Shaq or...
If I need
Dennis
you to...
Dennis Rodman was 6'7".
That's what I'm saying. If I need
but
you
Dennis
to...
Dennis Rodman's a little different, though.
No, that's... But we're just saying if
they started out the same size.
If everybody... we're using basketball. If everybody on the team got hurt and Michael... had to no choice but to roll down and be the center for a game or two because everybody else is hurt. He the tallest guy left on the court. He got to play center.
Right, but that's not your game plan, though. Like, I'm not going into a game thinking, hey, Michael Jordan, man, you're going to D up Shaq tonight.
But that's what happened. It's going to be hard. Magic was like, yo, Kareem down.
If I
got other point guards. I'm the tallest guy. I'll be the center.
If I'm the head coach and I go up to Michael Jordan and say, I need you to go out and bang with Shaq tonight, I'm going to immediately go into another room, find a mirror, look at myself and say, nah, nigga. I'm immediately going to do that. Because that is fucking crazy. All right? But Magic, you can say that only because Magic just grew to be 6'9". It's not Michael Jordan's fault.
It's not Michael Jordan's fault, but it's Michael Jordan's fault that he can't play all five positions.
But I'll say this. That's the original question. Magic versus LeBron is hard to answer because LeBron has what I call the Michael Vick effect. He can do so much that you kind of, I don't know if it's him or the coach, that he kind of doesn't know what to do.
Nah, he always knows what to do. He's always makes the best play.
He makes the best play, right?
And he's a full-fledged basketball player that has more scoring than Michael Jordan.
Well, he played longer than Michael Jordan,
it
too.
It doesn't though. Matter.
Dude, that sounds like a shot. I'm just saying. It sounds like a shot.
A shot that Arkham didn't want to have, right?
It sounds like you shoot. But,
no, what I'm saying, though, okay, like, okay, so LeBron can, he can score, he can assist, right? Right. The thing is.
Rebound.
He can rebound. He can do a lot.
Still.
My question is.
Jordan's a better stiller, though.
My question is, why don't you just pick something to be great at and let somebody else do the other shit?
Because that's not his style, though.
Then once he's an
all-around basketball player.
Then just move to the point.
He's a all-around basketball point forward. And you know point guards are points. Point guard, the position point guard, is made for people that don't know basketball. Like, once you get to know basketball, you understand that everybody could just be move in and out of every position. So, because he is a forward, they put him at forward because of his size and his strength.
But Magic
doesn't mean he's an actual forward. He's
but Magic had the body guard. Of a guy. Magic had the body of a five and played point.
But we could.
My thing is okay. My thing is I think LeBron's.
We're comparing players in different eras, and when I say it because the game moved different, the game was set up different, the game played different. Where you actually every team had a bona fide center. This guy was just a big, lanky dude that stood in the middle.
Luke Long.
And took up space. Most teams don't even have a center like that.
I am not going to sit here and let you talk bad about Luke Longley, okay?
Yeah, I mean, Bill Cartwright.
The pride and joy of Australia is
the
Luke Longley.
The Kende Matambu.
Australia's only given us two things, Crocodile Dundee and Luke Longley.
And Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, I mean, so.
He was born in Australia, wasn't he?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying, though?
Australia's only given us two things. Crocodile Dundee and Luke Longley. Fuck
yeah,
go. Fuck Kyrie.
Here y'all go. All
right, so speaking of Kyrie, what about him? What you think is going to happen with him?
I think he's gone. I think the team...
Well, I'm 99.3% sure that he's gone.
I'll take it back. Okay, if they get AD and get some of those other guys that can't play with
I
Kyrie...
I think he's still gone.
You sure?
I don't think anything could keep Kyrie there.
So the guys that he's having problems playing with, if they got rid of them, he's still staying.
Why
I don't think anything could keep Kyrie there because he didn't want to be there in the first place. The whole time he's been there out of hostility.
Under duress?
Under duress.
He's a hostage.
He didn't want to go there.
So he ran from Cleveland to a worse spot.
Yeah, he feel like...
Personally a worse spot.
I don't think he feels like it was a worse spot than where he was at, but I don't think it was anywhere that he wanted to go. It didn't fit him. It's not where he wanted to be. For him, it's about location. So the earth is flat, and he needs to be exactly where he needs to be on the flat earth.
Where does the water
go? Let me rephrase that. The earth is flat to him.
Where does the water go if the earth is flat? No one ever thinks about these questions.
It just sits
there. It recycles, reduces, and reuses itself.
So it falls off the side of the earth, and then what, gets sucked back up into the earth?
I'm going to give you the same argument I get to anybody who ever says about talks about flat earth. Right. They're usually on the cell phone talking about it. And I said, do you know how radar works? Do you know how signals work? Do you know how these cellular towers work? You know they're built off the program of the around the world, right? Because that's the reason why these towers sit exactly where they sit at on this earth. Because line of sight.
Reach over the horizon.
And the way line of sight works.
Next time you talk to a flat earther, I want you to call me. Right?
I want to put a flat earther on this podcast. But let's go back to the NBA. No, so
call me on FaceTime me. Duo, whatever you got to do, right?
I was just going to tell you, don't talk to them.
And I'm going to be on the screen. Just point the screen at them, and I'm going to say, nah, nigga.
That's all you're going to say, nah, nigga?
That's all that needs to be said.
Nah, nigga.
All right, so that Kyrie was pretty quick. We said Kemba Walker. What?
Kemba's going to L.A.
You think he's going to L.A., but which team?
Lakers. I think it's going to be eight. If the Pelicans are smart, you get Kuzma, you get Lonzo, you try to get Ingram.
What if?
And you get that fourth. I want either Ingram or that fourth pick at the very least, if not both of them.
Is Kemba unrestricted free? They don't have unrestricted free agents.
I believe he can leave.
They just have free agents in basketball, right?
No, I can't call it. I think they do.
Because you be either opt in, the team opt in, and if neither one opts in, you're a free agent.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So, if Kemba's gonna be a free agent, a straight up free agent, then he can't be traded. But he could do a sign and trade. What if he sign and trades to New Orleans?
I don't think that's going to happen. He's gumming up the works at that point.
Yeah. So, but right, so he either stays or goes to LA.
Because at that point, if you the Pelicans, why would I do that just to have to pay you more money?
Mm-hmm. So AD, where do you think AD's going
to
be?
I think AD's going to the Lakers if the Pelicans are smart.
He's not going to be with the Pelicans. Period.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get that third pick so I can package that with something that I can get RJ Barrett as well. If I'm the Pelicans, that's what I'm trying to do.
So it sounds like y'all don't think that KD and Klay Thompson injuries are going to mess up anything much, right?
I think KD's going to be okay. And even if he ain't, like I said, 85, even 50% of KD is better than most of the league.
I don't think so.
If KD was looking to leave, his injury changes how I pursue. Like, if my hot pursuit was on KD,
right?
Now he's injured, it changes how my team is. Because we want right now. We're not buying him for the year after. We want him for right now. So it changes. AD might become more valuable now.
I agree with that for every team but the Lakers. But the Knicks, though. The Knicks has been so fucking bad, man. It's kind of like you got nowhere else to go but up. Yeah.
The Knicks might say, you know what, KD? They don't love you. They try to say that you're not valuable to them.
Get in from the neighborhood, man. I'm telling you.
And then they play what Draymond Green was saying. Oh, we don't need him. We're better without him.
You sound just like Draymond now, too.
We don't need him. We're better without him. And then the Knicks just keep saying, they say they don't need you, but you know who needs you? New York needs you. New York needs you. The Timberlands need you. The wife beaters need you.
But do they need him?
Do need you,
bro?
Do San Francisco need him?
They don't.
They don't. Yeah.
I mean, he showed. They showed that they probably did need him this year.
First of all, San Fran. I think
they needed him since they got him.
And you heard me say San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I think the only thing I think that might be what keeps KD in long term because I think what LeBron's doing in Hollywood, I think he's doing in the tech world. So I think that might be what keeps him there. But basketball wise.
KD bought a studio in New York. He went to have surgery in New York. KD's going to New York.
Okay.
Unless they change their mind about him, he's going to New York.
And I don't think they will. Because like I said, 50% of the KD. You may not think 50% of KD ain't better than the rest of the NBA, most of the NBA. That is worlds better than what the Knicks. Though, we could go probably start for the Knicks right now.
I'm going to be a little bit bolder, though.
KD?
I don't think he's going to the Knicks.
You going to Brooklyn?
I think you're on to Brooklyn.
BK, son. Mm. It's your boy.
I think you're on to Brooklyn, and I think Kyrie's going to Brooklyn.
Mm. I agree with you in that if he leaves to go to the Warriors, they're going to be a package deal.
Yeah. So, I think they're going to be in Brooklyn. But, overall, who do y'all think is going to be in the finals? Let's start with Omar.
Wow.
Who's going to be in the finals in 2020? The last year of Donald Trump. Who's going to be in the finals?
Believe me.
Miami and the Clippers.
This nigga said Miami. Miami Heat?
Miami Heat. Run that back. Hold
if
on.
You are right, who they going to have on their team?
Yeah, because I'm trying
to see something. Because I don't think nobody's going to the Clippers.
They got Hassan Whiteside still, right?
That sorry, mother sucker.
That was just my BS pick. But, yeah, Miami and the Clippers. That's what I'm going with.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Does Kawhi stay with Toronto?
Yeah. No, it is on who you think.
Make right, whatever when assumption you,
say,
you need
yeah,
to.
Yeah, when you say that, tell me why. So you say, you know what? We should actually take a break before we do this. But when we come back, I want – you already spoiled it, you're on yours. But I want you to say who you think is going there and why.
Okay.
All right. What's up? It's Heavy D. Every podcast, we want to come to you with topics that you want to hear about. But that's just it. We don't know what you want to hear about unless you let us know. On Facebook at DistractNet, on Twitter at Distract_net, on our website www.distractionnetwork.com, or email us at thedistractionnetwork@gmail.com.
We are back. You hear that little thing? Yeah, that means I can sing sometimes on Thursdays. Too bad it's Friday.
The fuck?
And we back. So, what we're going to do right now is we're going to give our predictions for 2020. for who's going to meet in the finals and why we think they're going to be in the finals. Omar, you go first. You already gave you a spoiler, but we're going to
do it
again.
I'm going to go with, out of the West, I'm going to say the Lakers. They have a good opportunity, especially LeBron come back healthy. Whatever that extra piece is going to be that comes to them this year with San Francisco being injured starting out, they can get a good lead on some games. And, you know, when it comes to the playoffs, potentially San Francisco could be tired coming into the conference final or not make it at all.
Okay.
All right. For me, I think out of the East.
Whoa. He said West. Oh, we're going to go all the way through with West and then
I jumped the gun, man.
Oh, y'all want to do both? Yeah, East and West.
You're both.
All right. So we're going to do West. So do your West.
All right. The West, I think it's going to be the Lakers.
Damn.
Because I think the Lakers, I think New Orleans is going to listen to reason and just let them have AD. And I think that's going to get Kimba over there. And I think what they're going to be able to put some things around those three to get them out of the West. But more importantly, I think last night was the beginning of the end for the Warriors. I think that was like that was their last hurrah.
Yeah. So I think the same. So that's three people who think that LA is going to get it. But I do preface this by saying that I thought LA was going to get it this year.
Also,
but
Houston's going to be broken up.
I thought LA was going to get it this year. And I was going to be right until LeBron got hurt.
Yeah.
But I think LA is going to get it this year, next year in 2020, because they will get AD. And I think they're going to have room for another max player. I don't know who that other max player will be. But if they choose wisely and they're able to keep a nice, decent bench, it's going to be over. It's going to be crazy. I don't think, at least for 2020, I don't think Warriors is going to be in it. And I think Houston has had their day. They're going to break them up. Yeah. They already said everybody's up for sale. So they've had their day. They're done.
I think what Houston needs to do, I can't believe we went so long without talking about them. I think they need to find a better situation, especially if they keep James Harden, because even the media pointed out it's more of a your turn, my turn thing with him and Chris Paul.
Yeah, what they need to do is decide if they're gonna stay with James Harden, which they probably will, and then find pieces that fit with him better.
Yeah,
and him and Chris Paul is not gonna work.
Chris Paul needs a big man.
What if he goes to the Lakers?
I don't think that'll work.
Yeah, there's too many ball handlers.
I like the way you just said Chris Paul is old school.
Yeah.
Like, he's like an old school point guard.
Yeah, like a Jason Kidd. I need somebody to dish to.
Yeah. And every once in a while I shoot like Ray John Rondo.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's my West. So everybody says Laker on the West. So the change will be the East. I kind of feel like everybody thinks it's going to be a different East team.
Yeah.
Let's start with Omar.
So my home is Jersey, so I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with the Nets, because that'll be who I always go with when I come out of the East.
And why is that?
Just because it's home.
So now I'm go with you for that, just because it's home. But I also think they will get Kawhi, and I think they'll get KD. I think that's where they're going for New York, and I think KD will be fully ready to go by the playoffs next year. And that's why I think they can get there. But I'm just adding on to what you think. I have a different pick. A man called Tess.
You almost said it. I just found out that Giannis got a little brother, apparently.
Antetokounmpo?
Yeah. I did not know what the fuck happened at. I think out of the East, because I think Kawhi is going to end up with the Clippers, I think Milwaukee finally comes out of the East.
You think so?
The only thing that stopped him was Kawhi.
Okay. Why come though? Kawhi's gone?
Yeah, Kawhi's gone. So the East, as always, is wide the fuck open for whoever the best player is.
Okay.
Now, strong consideration for Philly. I think Philly's going to be number two, because, like you said, I think Kyrie's going to end up out of there, out of Boston. And Boston's been a thorn in Philly's side. But I just think that I don't – what Toronto did to stop Giannis
– right.
I don't think anybody can replicate that, because there aren't that many defensive teams in the league, especially the top teams. Was
make him be the guy. He needed a second.
Yeah. But I just think that's my rationale. I think Kawhi's gone, so Kawhi lets Giannis actually be the best player in the East now.
Okay. So here, I think it's going to be Philly, and here's why. Mm-hmm. I think Philly's going to get rid of – what's the guy's name that doesn't shoot?
Ben Simmons.
I think they're going to get rid of Ben Simmons finally.
I think he's out of position too.
But I also think once they get rid of him, they will find someone, some dummy that would trade him for something decent.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something crazy, and I hope it doesn't happen, but maybe it's something crazy like Brandon Ingram for him. So, but I think with him gone and a decent player to fill his spot, it's going to make everybody's better.
You know who needs to go to Philly?
In the East.
You know who needs to go to Philly? And I think if he goes there, that actually pushed him over Milwaukee. Chris Paul.
That'd be stupid crazy.
Screening rolls with your boy. What's the African cat? Big one.
Embiid?
Yeah. The screening rolls with Embiid all day.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody stopping that.
I think the next year is 2020. I think 2020 will be Lakers versus Philly. Wow. And I think Lakers will take it.
Okay. I think Lakers beat whoever comes out of the East in this scenario. I agree with that.
If Lakers have AD and a third, no matter who that third is, well, let me rephrase it. If Lakers have a third and that third is a point guard, shooting guard,
yeah,
it's over.
That's why Kimba makes the most sense.
I picked the Lakers as well.
I like Kawhi there just because Kawhi's Kawhi, but.
But do the Lakers make it with a healthy San Francisco?
I think
the decline's already started.
But well, let me rephrase this. Depending on that bench,
on the Laker bench
right now, which is
depending on the Laker bench.
I think right now what you're seeing is what I would call championship attrition. Once you start winning rings, first of all, your players get picked. Like, why am I motioning like everybody can see me? Your players start getting picked. And you think about it like this. It's like the same thing with LeBron. You're playing late into the season every year.
Yeah. So and now your body starts giving you their best at the same time because they want to beat the champions.
Everyone hitting you with your best shot. And you think about it. You're in the playoffs. Like, you're playing a bunch of games. And it ain't like you're just playing long. You're playing games where you always go 200 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You can't slow up in these games.
That's why I'm so astonishing that LeBron was able to do it for 8 years straight.
And that's why I think actually missing the playoffs is going to be the best thing for him this year.
He might come out there and really dunk on the motherfucker. Might put his asshole in somebody's face.
I think you might start seeing him play defense next year, too. I think he'll start playing defense next year.
Might start back seeing him play defense.
Yeah.
So when it comes to defense, I think defense is a function of expectations. So when it comes to defense, either you're gonna if you're not playing man on man, which no one plays man on man in the pros now, it's all about complicated schemes and all that. But everyone has to do their part, and I don't think that LeBron was not doing his part most of the time. So I think once he gets better people up there that can play defense, and they start worrying so much about offense, it's over. And that's the only reason why I thought they was beating Golden State in the first place, because they had defense.
Yeah.
And Golden State always has problem with defense, as we see in the finals this year.
The two times they lost in the finals, because people tried to defend them. If you just try to defend them.
Rest in peace, Della Vadova.
He did?
I mean, his career's dead.
He led me down the path, and I followed him, too.
All right, anybody got some last words?
I'm glad the season's all over with.
Where they can find you, Omar?
Omar.Coley, Coley, on Instagram.
Last word.
I'll let you say your name because I'm so disappointed.
Last thoughts is that, damn, this is that dead period of year when, like, basketball's over but football hasn't started. And you're like, I'm not watching.
No. So this is where y'all fucking up now. So I have to stop you there because.
I'm not watching tennis.
Man. The NBA has changed so much over the past years. It has become the sport that everyone says they don't ever want to watch. But if you watch it, you'll find out it's the exact same thing that y'all watching right now with the NBA. And that's the WNBA. The WNBA sometimes is better than the NBA.
And I don't watch that either.
Hey, I hope my wife don't hear this. But that's because you got girls running up and down the court, bouncing and shit, dunking and screaming and going, foul. Like, stuff like that, man. Shit.
Just keep ignoring it. Just keep ignoring it.
WNBA is not like
Legends Football League. Watch that instead.
Yes! But for real, though, like, on some serious shit, though, the WNBA is good. So people should... I hope people start watching that, because it's not, and if they lose their business, and they are being treated wrong, because you have the WNBA, you have these women going out flying and playing games every other night, right? Flying commercial flights. You can get on a flight.
What, they fly commercial?
You can get on a flight in Charlotte, and you be in the front of the plane, or in the middle of the plane, and like, look in the back at coach, and that's where the WNBA team
is. Time about? Hey, roll us back. So, to go to a game, they're flying commercial.
They're flying commercial.
Aren't WNBA teams actually affiliated with NBA teams?
Yes, they are.
So, why not? Okay, why wouldn't the Sparks just get on the Lakers plane?
Because we don't make enough on y'all ticket sales to put the fuel in this.
That's what they're saying.
Man, the NBA rivals that the NFL.
That is crazy. That is so crazy to me. That's the G League don't make no motherfucking money, but you know what they are?
What?
Flying private.
No, that's kind of uncool, man. That is kind of uncool. That's uncool.
It's the business of it. It's crazy, man. It's how they market it.
But you know the problem with the WNBA? For some reason, they've never followed the NBA's model.
You know the problem with the WNBA? As men, and we're the consumers of most sports, we see these women, and we can't have none of them because they all like each other.
That might be
sexist, but I'm just calling it how I see it.
It's not true because you're talking to someone who has messed with a WNBA player.
There are some.
Did she post you up?
It's like when we watch Serena, we watch Serena because she's great and she's sexy, right? But we don't watch Venus the same way because she's great, but we don't see her as sexy.
I always like Venus more.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's a handful that do like Venus more, but when you're looking at the WNBA, you're like, man, these women look like...
I feel you, though.
You know what I mean?
It ain't like Candace Parker or Skylar Diggins or...
No love.
A few of them, yeah, they don't
get
no love.
I'm not going to deny that. Because, the world's fucked up enough that I'm not going to say that's not the case. I think that the thing that the NBA did back in the 80s, the WNBA for some reason never did, or they never put it out there that they were trying that. They started making guys be the face of the NBA. Think about it.
No, they're women that's the face of the WNBA.
But can you tell me, you seem to be invested in it.
Mm-hmm.
But the average person couldn't tell you who's the face of the WNBA.
Because they don't try.
But again, it's back to, there's a bunch of beautiful women in the WNBA. Mm-hmm. But that are beautiful and really good is only like you say, you got Skylar Diggins, and you go with the other chick. The face of the team is usually the best player, and a lot of the best players,
You know what else, too?
Hey, Brittany Griner's voice deeper than mine.
Yeah, I mean, so you'd be like, wow.
You know what it is, too? I think it's also the American mindset.
I had a thing for Brittany Griner until the first time I heard her talk. I was like, ooh, I climb all over that 6'8", mother. And she was like, yeah.
I thought she was 7.
She's 6'8".
Okay.
She's 6'7". I'm sorry. 6'7" with a 6'8" wingspan.
How tall is Sarah Swoops?
I don't know.
But anyway, though, I think it's also a very American mindset. Like you said, like, the WNBA players, from a fundamental standpoint, a lot of them are better than NBA players. But I think with the NBA, you get a lot more spectacle.
All right.
Like, NBA players do shit that they probably shouldn't do basketball-wise. But that shit just looked real. It looked good.
A competing sport. Here's a competing sport. WWF. All those female wrestlers are sexy or pretty or dolled up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it make the men watch. They're watching because, like, oh, man, she beautiful. It's not even about the game no more. What they're doing is the spectacle of them.
Yeah. So
it's entertainment, you know?
Yeah.
I like track. I watch. So I ain't gonna lie, like, I'm kind of biased in this. I think all female sports look better than the male version of the sport, because I like watching female sports. I just like watching female athletes.
And that's my point. The sex of it, the sex of it sells. Sex sells. Mm-hmm. So, but WNBA, there's nothing sexy that you see about these women on NBA.
To me, it is, though. I guess it is. I mean,
you like tall women.
Oh, yeah, I do. I like tall athletes.
And that's not bad, but that's what I'm saying.
Shout out to my wife, tall and athletic.
We see LeBron come in to the game with his short suit and what he's wearing that day.
That was a fucking weird outfit, too, by the way.
We never see WNBA players. And when we see them get off the bus, you're like, man, she dressed like I am. What the fuck is...
They do be dressed comfy, but you know what that might go back to?
Where the heels and the skirts at?
They sitting in coach. They got to be comfortable. They can't wear those... wear no little short suit or anything.
Yeah, but shit,
they got to be comfortable.
You got to sell a product. You sell the product. That's all I'm saying.
And you know another thing, though? Like, it's scientifically been proven that it is a disadvantage for a person to play a game, hop on a flight, go up above the clouds, come back down, and play a game the next day. It's very bad for your body something like that.
I think it's like, I forgot what it was. I remember it was like some injury in some sport. I think it was football, where they made the guy hang back from the rec, 'cause the team, they were visiting. Mm-hmm. And he got a knee injury, but he couldn't travel back because the altitude would have fucked up his knee.
Yeah,
just that short amount of time, the altitude would have fucked his knee up even worse.
Yeah,
so that's still uncool though of the NBA to let these ladies ride on. Fuck, at least give them first class fights. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, Omar, a man called Tez.
Oh yeah, you can find me at a man called Tez at a man called Tez on Twitter. I'm actually tweeting a little bit more nowadays too.
I've never seen a tweet of his.
You've seen a tweet of mine. You don't pay attention. You're a bad friend, man.
Yeah, I guess I need to go look for yours and like a couple of yours, and maybe it'll start showing up in my feed.
Yeah.
You can find me at Holiday, Holidae .s. That's on Instagram.
Did you have to remember your own handle?
Well, I have two of them. That's on Instagram, and I'm about to tell y'all. Y'all can request to follow me. I am going through a cleansing process right now. Once I'm done with that cleansing process, I will start letting y'all on my Instagram page. You can find me at Holiday4000 on Twitter. That's where you need to tweet me at. That's where you need to follow me at. And you can visit us at Facebook. We're at DistractNet. You can visit the show at Distract_net on Twitter. Follow everything that we do on www.distractionnetwork.com. There you'll find all the podcasts that we do, Freestyle Friday and discussions. You will find our editorials. You will find anything else that we do, the videos, anything else. And if that's it for us, y'all take care. Be safe. Holla. I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Here's a goal. They stop making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, 'cause I'm on the grind.